Hello, fellow rubber tears. It's Ali, the driver of Big Day 3, and I have just finished watching Episode 3, Series 9 of Robot Wars. Wow, what an episode. That has been my favourite episode of this series so far, possibly of the last series as well. That had so many tactical battles, that's what I like to see. Probably because there's been no flippers in this particular episode. How many quotes are we going to get in this time? Oh my goodness. Let's start with one of the weirdest ones. Goliaths meet rubber jellyfish. Yes, it's a reference to the first episode where they had jellyfish from Northern Ireland, but I'm just gonna leave it at that and just try not to take out the context, please. Right, so let's get onto the best bits of this episode. So we start with the group stage as always. We've got four, Tauron, Chimera 2, and MR Speed Squared. And they still don't explain that the pit doesn't stay open for the whole fight, and this is something that's really starting to annoy me now. And also Jonathan Pierce's second quote here. "Here come on you, like titanium-tipped bricks," was describing Shunt there. I check to see what he's drinking before he starts these commentaries, because I'm slightly worried for him now. I know he's been doing it 15 years, but it takes its toll, whatever's in that drink. Tauron was in trouble, really, and just didn't really get going. Chimera and Concussion, a nice little battle between the two of them, and Four, meanwhile, just looked very promising all over and knocked out Tauron, and Concussion managed to get underneath Chimera too and just knocked him out. Presumably must have tickled the underside until the electrics came out. There was smoke from Concussion though, and that's not the first time we see smoke from Concussion in this episode. However, Four, who seems to be left, is the only mobile robot. On replay, the hit on Four by Tauron had too much recoil for Tauron and just immobilized itself essentially. Maybe there's a battery issue for Four, maybe it played into later in the episode. Well, it doesn't seem like it, they don't play on it again. So we come on now to the second battle where we have Foxic, and yet another quote. Angela accuses Foxic going in for dirty tactics, and Foxic says, "This is war." And with this one, even though most people don't like Foxic's demeanor, I am actually with Foxic on this one. It is war, and at the end of the day, if it wins you the battle, then fair enough, he's able to justify his argument. Expulsion, which is a team of students, that retracting spin has great potential, but it's just it just seems too complicated really to get it. If they can get it working properly without dying in the arena, then that'd be great. Heavy Metal and MR Speed Squared, with MR Speed Squared playing on the marriage proposal here, if they don't get to win Robot Wars. And another quote here from Jonathan Pierce is Sir Killalot, in fact, the world's angriest robot, as voted by the world's angriest robot magazine. Okay, just seriously, someone check his drink. So Foxic immediately goes for the pit release and flew underneath Expulsion. Metal managed to push Expulsion onto the spikes, and that was basically it for Expulsion. They were stuck there and just got attacked by Sir K a little bit. MR Speed Square hits Foxic, but does no damage. Foxic is flipped over by the floor flipper, and amazingly, that self-righting arm on Foxic doesn't work, and so they're out. Expulsion also out, so that leaves MR Speed Squared spinning about wildly. It's almost flying at this point, like some sort of drone. Foxic, though, did look quite promising until being flipped. Maybe this was possibly going to be, I would say, his rehabilitation match almost. He comes out from away from being the bad guy into actually a sort of good guy in a weird kind of way. Or maybe an anti-hero. It's probably a better description. Heavy Metal survived to join MR Speed, although the wheels are a bit bent on Heavy Metal from that hit from MR Speed Squared, which is also another running theme of this show. So now we come on to the head-to-heads, Four versus Concussion. And so they made the mention of Jason maybe trying to stuff the batteries down his trousers to warm them up to try and improve Four's running time. Rogue Robot activated almost immediately in this one. Concussion survived being attacked by Dead Metal, but only one wheel appears to be working. At this point, yeah, Concussion had some problems in the group stage, I noticed, and it seemed to be spinning only around in circles, but this time I had a slightly better response, but it seemed initially to only be spinning around. But then suddenly there was a hit on Four. He managed to shake Four with that spinner, and CO2 is coming out. And that means, of course, that the axe is going to have reduced power or just going to stop working altogether. So Concussion, at this point, suddenly the scales are certainly tipped his way. And then we can't really see, but something, a little ring, come, quite, sorry, quite a large ring comes off one of either Concussion or Four, but Concussion is trapped on the in the pit area, although it's not released. Four tries to release the pit, but it goes to Rogue Robot mode. How do they decide how it's chosen? Is it on a random number generator? I really want to know now. And even Matilda gets trapped in the pit area, as well. That'd be interesting if they'd been able to release the pit again. It's probably, I imagine you can't activate the pit release again whilst they've got Rogue Robot on as well. But when Concussion eventually get out of the pit area, they flip forward an incredible spinner impact. And Concussion can take a bow at that point. Keeping count of the quotes here, or keeping a quota of the quotes, it's all about the drum beat. Is I think that's a Doctor Who reference to the Master, if everyone remembers Vote Saxon. That's not just a call out to Vote Saxon 07 on YouTube there. That's actually me trying to call out the storyline with the Master bringing Gallifrey towards Earth. So, after that battle, though, all the motors were blown on Concussion. So that'd be an interesting repair job. But they got the win, the 3 points. And that's all that matters, right? So now we've got MRSP Squared versus Heavy Metal. Dara O'Brien calls it an innovative machine, and he's referring to MRSP Squared there. Although I would say to that, Sea Typhoon 2 is a similar sort of spinner, a whole body spinner. This is two all family affairs as well. MRSP Squared's one family, Heavy Metal are another family. Great hit by Heavy Metal on MRSP Squared to begin with, and that seems to have stopped the spinner. And the really Heavy Metal just dictates the play from this point, just using his great wedge to smash MRSP Squared into the sides of the arena walls. And it looks like that initial hit actually had done a lot more damage than they thought. That spinner's just not working on MRSP Squared. Heavy Metal is just chasing MRSP Squared all over the arena, but slides around so much, it's crazy. The pit's released by Heavy Metal. MR tries to get away, but Heavy manages to push MRSP Squared onto the flipper. MRSP Squared even ends up in the corner patrol zone with Shunt getting some hits on Speed Squared. But Heavy has that grip to push MR around some more, and eventually Heavy manages to push MRSP Squared into the pit. That was a poor use of baiting the pit there from Speed Squared. They could have done a lot better, really. It was a great tactical battle, that one. Especially without the spinner there, the MRSP Squared were left running for their lives. And credit to them, they did give us a good fight for that one. Surprisingly at this point, MRSP Squared and 4, the two more destructive robots, I would argue, are actually at the bottom of the table. So then we have a little segment with Angela Scanlon and Noel Sharkey, Professor Noel Sharkey, talking about climate change and how robots are contributing to limiting the impact of climate change, such as repairing coral reefs and the going underneath and recording polar ice and recording ice melting. Of course, you've got Boaty McBoatface, although they didn't mention Boaty McBoatface, it was implied. And then also swarm robots as well for actually planting crops and even for pollinating plants as well. A possible career change for beekeepers there, maybe. It's quite clear that Angela and has some good banter going on with the judges, really, which is nice to see at the end of the day. So on to the third battle here. We've got Concussion versus Heavy Metal. Concussion almost disqualifies by running out of repair time. That would have been a very, very interesting scenario to be left on 3 points to be replaced by someone like Foxic or Expulsion coming in and potentially taking their place. Concussion shows that they are very, very powerful, actually, when they're repaired. They manage to flip Heavy Metal, and within a few seconds, a wheel has come off Heavy, and it's out of the arena as well. It looked almost comical going out of the arena on slow motion. Yes, those repairs have done some magic there. So we're going to the fourth battle because that was so quick. That's so destructive again for these all damaged spinners. Four versus MRSP Squared now. They both have trouble repairs, so in this case, you might argue it's a case of who's done the best repairs. Four looks good early on, gets MRSP Squared. That after just a few hits, it looks like the electrics inside have been knocked around too much by Four's axe. And MRSP Squared were my choice for going through this week, so I'm really disappointed that they are basically out at this point. Although Dara says MRSP Squared could still do it, so was there something brewing in the background here? Did one of the other robots go out? But nope, as we find out, the Heavy Metal and Concussion are both still working. And unfortunately for MRSP Squared, they come up against Concussion. And they managed to get MRSP Squared working just. But oh my goodness, did you see it move? It's almost like a drone at this point with the amount of power it's generating in its weapon. And managed to get a hit on Concussion, but after that the weapon stops spinning, and they just basically spend the entire time being chased by Concussion. Although there's more control in MRSP Squared after it loses its weapon, but after that, Dead Metal gets a couple of hits on them, so Killalot manages to grab MRSP Squared. They haven't got great knowledge of how to get around the arena, unfortunately. But then there's smoke from Concussion, which towards the end of the match made it look really exciting. MRSP Squared could have got the win here. There are actually flames from Concussion at this point. I put here that MR just had to last the fight, where its concussion has to last until the 3 minutes are up. But again, another quote from Jonathan Pierce here. He says it was dad dancing for MR to be squared to begin with. I definitely wouldn't call it dad dancing. Dads don't move that far. I thought it was a tough one for the judges, but in hindsight, actually, concussion controlled pretty much all the match until the end. But how much damage does those flames do on concussion? At this point, yep, proposal of marriage is on the way for MSB Squared. So that wheel got fixed on Heavy Metal, and four start with... It began, of course, with a segment of... It started before the actual battle. There was a segment with Dara O'Brien talking to the Heavy Metal team on the apex of the arena door, and the same for Angela and Four talking about the winner-takes-all situation they were in, which I was in two heads about that, but if they leave it in, I won't mind too much. So Four started by managing to flip Heavy Metal into the air, which was a very impressive hit, really. It looked spectacular on the replay, though, because the overhead camera gave the impression of some serious air. But Heavy managed to get some nice driving in, but all the rubber bits came off the wheels and they had no grip. And eventually, the flywheel Matilda took off the wheel, the same wheel, again. It was made out that it was a weak point on the robot, and poor old Heavy Metal, that wheel was sent flying by Matilda after the klaxon went off. So we come to the final of Four versus Concussion. A lot of repairs have had to be done on both robots throughout this match, particularly Concussion, who had the flames. But all Four has to do, it seems here, is to use his front ram to make sure the Concussion can't actually hit Four, which is a nice idea. Unfortunately, Concussion is able to take control of the centre and just spin around and stop Four from getting onto the side and pushing him around. Every time that Four is hit by the spinner, it manages to self-right with the axe, but there is a scary moment for Four as the CO2 gas canister again comes loose, much like in the same fight they had in the head-to-head. So you're thinking that the axe isn't working, but Four, with Jason at the control, is a very experienced roboteer. He manages to lull everybody into a false sense of security, thinking that he's run out of CO2. So when they flip him again with the spinner, they think that Four's got no power, so they've won. But no, Four's able to flip back up. And this becomes a running theme for the match, is how much damage has Four taken? Is even knocked out? But no, he's managed... Four tries to tease Concussion to the pit, but the drum is then eating the ram and stops working for a bit. And then Four's not moving for a few seconds, which turns out was just a ruse again. And towards the end, Four seems to get the upper hand by pushing the Concussion towards Dead Metal, which it was very exciting stuff towards the end. It's definitely worth a watch, this one. Judges gave it to Concussion, and Four will have to rely on the wild card again to get through to the final, much like in the last series. So, my concluding thoughts on this match, I think this is by far and away one of the best matches I've seen in a very long time. Easily the best one of this series. And more of the same, please. It was full of lots of little tactical maneuvers and exciting, fast-paced fights, but no overly wow factors, maybe except for MSB Squared, who were very full of energy and were almost like a drone. If they could actually fly, I think they'd have a serious tactical advantage there that they could exploit. But there we go. To be fair, most drones weigh less than 10 kilos. If you can make your 100-kilo robot fly reliably, then good for you. Enter Robot Wars. I would like to see it. I might even sponsor you. And for your reference, I have been Ali, the driver of Big Day 3, and thank you for listening.